fast. It is time now to take a look at what's going on with the markets today. For this, we bring in our friends from Van On & Company, Christy Van On. Christy, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Better than I deserve, I guess, if you want to follow a Dave Ramsey comment. You want to talk about the bad or the good first?
We'll talk about the bad first.
Okay. That would be the grains, all of them. Although corn did rally a little bit towards the end, just didn't get above zero.
Yeah. You know, corn, it just seems like kind of stuck into this 420 to 428 range. And it's just not budging. It's just really consolidating here. And so we did rally and closed over 3.5 cents off the low for the day. Was down over 5 cents at one point and ended up closing just down 2.25. But yeah, I mean, there was quite a bit of pressure. It held its own, but I just think the pressure was soybeans. And then you made new contract lows across the board for wheat, that it was just enough to kind of push corn to be a seller here. And I think soybeans led the way lower just on the fact that we know that, you know, bushels are going to have to be sold here at harvest. And I think when push comes to shove, you probably have a lot of producers that would rather just sell the beans and store the corn. So I think you have some selling pressure there. And then also just the fact that you had put a lot of hype into this market thinking that you were going to get something done between the U.S. and China. And, you know, it's not that the conversation, it didn't sound like the conversation went bad by any means, but just there was no details, nothing communicated about agriculture out of that call. And so I just think the market got kind of disappointed with it. And we continue to kind of bleed lower here. $9.72 to $10 should be the level of support for November soybeans, and we're $10.11 on the close, so okay. Down 14.5 cents. So, I mean, you're approaching that support line. I do think beans could have their story eventually, but we got to get past harvest, and we truly do need something positive to come out between the U.S. and China.
Yeah. Different harvest, like numbers would be lowered, like it isn't the mega crop they were thinking, or a trade deal would be great. The other part of the bad news is I saw a story that Brazil had some record numbers of selling beans to China, which probably didn't make the market very happy either, I would imagine.
Yeah. And Brazil has done a really good job just kind of following in our shadows right now and capitalizing on any sort of issue that we're having with any countries. Anytime there's kind of a disagreement between the U.S. and another country, Brazil seems to be stepping in and saying, hey, let us try and source that for you. Let us try and do that for you. And they continue to grow higher and higher production for soybeans. I mean, their production this year was so big. They're forecasting it to be even larger. And a lot of that has to do with sheer acreage increases to soybeans being planted, not so much yield potential. But the higher the acres, like we're in that situation right now with corn, we have so many corn acres. Even with a crop failure, you are running out of, you know, could it get really bad? Could we not have any beans because of the acreage number? And so I think that Brazil's done a really good job there, and I do think they're supplying China and trying to help them limp by.
Okay. Let's take a couple minutes and talk cattle. It was up big today, especially feeder cattle. Is this all about the new case of screwworm near the border with U.S. Mexico?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Yeah, I think you're building off the cattle on feed here from Friday after the close, but then also just that screwworm issue, and that's why you're seeing feeders rallying much harder than live cattle when you look at this situation. And so I just think that the fact that it was, you know, 70 miles from the border, the rest of them have been quite a bit further away than that. I think that when you get that close, now you're just starting to panic and saying, hey, there's not a chance they're going to open up that border for cattle to come in from Mexico for quite some time at this point. And I do think you also just get a little bit nervous of what could that, you know, you're close enough to the border that could just so easily be able to get into the U.S. And that would be disastrous because obviously our inventory is low the way it is, that if you start to have those issues, that could be a huge impact on this market. So I think that's where that buying came in. We're still about like $7 to $9 from the high for feeder cattle, but only a couple bucks away from the high in live cattle. So we're really trying to push those markets.
Only have a few seconds here, but gold, that's got to be a record high. I didn't realize that. I just looked at
that.
Oh my God.
It is. Gold and silver are both just absolutely tearing out of here, and just they don't look like they want to stop anytime soon.
Oh man, up about $76, $37.52 gold October. All right, for folks looking for marketing help, Christy, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can call us at 1-800-648-5494.
Harvest still cruising along, or are you guys taking a break too because of the rain?
Yeah, so we actually got quite a bit of rain, so it's been a little bit of a pause, but we have a while before you'll start to see it. You know, the beans haven't completely turned around here, so I think you're still waiting a little bit longer.
Got it. Very good. All right. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next Monday or Thursday.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. See ya. Our segment brought to you as a service by Van On and Company. You can check them out at 320-762-1104. We're going to take a break. We're going to bring in another friend of the show, Sarah Lovis, GK Technologies, coming up in just a moment.